The word toy is the rephrase. I want to try a little bit to explain the kuda of toy over here. The Maralta somewhere that the word shamayim is from the word shum, meaning over there. If a person, even if a person who's religious, a person who keeps mitzvahs, a person who is doing good things, they're all from another world. In other words, there's this world, I mean, we talk about it colloquially. Okay, now it's the real world. There's the real world, and then there's the ideal world. And the world of the ideal, it's above this world, it's nobler, it's greater, it's wonderful, but it's not this world. So when we get stuck, we sacrifice, we put it away for the next world. There's no, it's not this world, I have a dollar less. But, you know, I'm putting in my savings account for the next world. That's the sense of, first of all, physical sense, the Kodesh HaBavos, when he speaks about why we have such a hard time overcoming it, to her, and so on, humanness, it's because it's the much more immediate to a person. This is the world, this is it. And the Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, the tachlis was that, not that this world, not that we view this world as a stepping stone to get to another world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to come to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be here. That's the rationality. For whatever reasons we don't have, we just don't have to see us. It means that, and if Chazal describe the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down into this world step after step, and then leaving after the Korban, and you know, up and down from the path of Adam down to Avraham Avinu, there's a constant sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down. The Havana, what the Beis HaMikdash was, it took the inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Ruchnius that are shum and made it into po. In other words, L'chura, a place, since this world is a place for us, it should accommodate us naturally. We know if we want to build a Beis Medrash, we have to get together bricks and build a place for the people to use the Beis Medrash. But that the Beis Medrash, its nature should be to accommodate the people, that doesn't exist. It's unnatural. And naturally, this world is the bricks and stones. And one can use it to create something greater, bigger, stepping something higher. The Beit HaMikdash, for instance, the Nase, that is Einen Tzufim Shachem Revachim, means that the bricks accommodate the people. The people, the Teichen is the people, and the Mela, the enclosure, wraps itself around the people. The process of writing, when we speak in this world, when we speak here now, when you think about rotting in a literal sense, rotting is a piece of meat that's been out long and it starts falling apart. When I speak in a metaphorically, when I speak about shamayim, when I speak about shum, I speak about a person's rotten character, a rotten society, and so on. But that's a molitz, it's not metzias. This amygdus, plus a kredish, didn't spoil, because Bosa Kredish doesn't rot. Rotting means the place of Kredish. Everything, the Beis HaMikdash was a place where the things that we look upon as ideals found them to see as reality. And that was the Ratzon HaElyon. The Ratzon HaElyon was that a person should feel that giving a dollar stalker is gaining something. Just like when I spend money for something, I feel bad I bought this tzatzke, that tzatzke. I feel good I bought this tzatzke, that tzatzke. Because the person sees in kinyon and gains. It's stuck a, yeah, you know, at some point we can intellectually relate to it, but it's not mitzvah to us. And that's why it's never natural. It's always a fragile, it's like oil and water that you stir together really hard. So a little bit it sticks together, then it slowly separates and comes to steam. And as much as we try to integrate it, it's still not real. Because I think this was the place in the world where the ideal was the real. That was Matthias. And the Naila, it gave me an understanding. It was, first of all, the first fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem of Poi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Poi as well. He wants the things that he wants to be the here. That's what they should be, not the there, but the here. He wants it, and the Beis HaMikdash was that. And the Naila person could take that sense with him. You find a lot of times people that are miscarried to Yiddishkeit, if they're not living within a firm environment, they struggle to do it when they come to a place that that's the Matthias. Everybody is Shemesh Shabbos, everybody is Shemesh Shabbos. It's natural. It seems weird to get into a car and to drive off. But if you're living in a society where everybody's driving, it feels weird to stick around like a soft thumb and not to drive off. There's a certain sense of toy that it makes all the difference in our Avodas Hashem. If the work in the Elyon is that the physical world take on the character of the spiritual world, that the so-called, what we call the real world, take on the characters of the world, the place that was the Poi. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Malach HaPoi means that became, and that became frustrated, that became bottled. And from that point onwards, we're missing that Poi. And that's why the Aholi created that Poi. It was a small enclosure of the Po of Ruchnius. And from the Churban, that's what we're missing. Oh, holy as a dove, so I'm going to let you start to teach a couple of things for you.